Cradle Studio. Here's in Shane and the Membrane.
Hello and welcome to the In Shane and the Membrane podcast. I'm your host, Shane Thompson, and with me as always is the world's greatest lover, according to his MySpace page, Ken H.
What up?
Did you know that your MySpace page is still active and it does confess you as the world's greatest lover? I don't know if you put that up or someone else did. Are other people able to put stuff up on your MySpace page?
Mine is up to date. I check it every day.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. Did you put that about being the world's greatest lover or somebody else?
Other people have.
That's fair. That's fair. Good call. Good call. Hey, how's it going, Ken?
Pretty good.
Great. Well, thank you for asking me how I'm doing. The only reason I ask you how you're doing is so you immediately ask me how I'm doing. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And it breaks me down just a little bit every single time you don't ask me.
How is your family doing?
No, I don't care about that. Here, instead of, I actually don't really care about when people say, how are you doing? Because it's a waste of time. Good, whatever, moving on. Like we've talked about before. But here's my rebuttal. Here's what I want to do going forward. Social experiment. When I'm meeting someone and they say, how are you doing or whatever, I'm just going to say, you look good today. Just something like that. Okay, what do you think?
Like you're trying to throw them off a little bit?
I'm not trying to throw them off. I'm just trying to make them happy and also start it out on a really positive note of whatever interaction we're going to have?
No, I think it's lame.
Okay. Well, it's a little bit of a takeoff from Seinfeld because everything we do is a takeoff from Seinfeld. Do you remember when you sneeze and you say Gesundheit, and I think it was Elaine that came with that, she say, you're so good looking.
Yes, I remember that.
No, see, that's...
I liked that episode. I didn't like the punchline.
Oh.
I think a better comeback for that was appropriate, but it still worked.
Okay.
I watched the Seinfeld late last night.
Did you? Which one?
So, George is... I caught it after it already started. He goes to the photo...
Oh, yeah.
The photo mat.
Yeah.
Although people nowadays don't know what a photo mat is.
No, they don't.
And it was a big deal to get your pictures in 3 days.
Yes.
Then it was like a day. Then it was like an hour pickup.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the time where you drop your film off.
Yeah.
You get your film, your pictures back in an hour. So he thinks the girl's cute.
Yep.
And it just happens when he gets his pictures back, there was some kind of nudie photo in there.
Yeah.
And he thinks it's like a play, like the girl's trying
she's flirting
with him.
Absolutely.
So he's going to go back there, and Kramer gets involved. This is where it goes. It's like, no, you've got to do the dance. You got to do the dance.
Yeah, of course.
You need to send something provocative back. So Kramer's taking pictures of him.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's the famous scene with him in
his
boxers.
In his underwear on like a
lounger.
Yeah.
And then there's the beauty about Seinfeld is, so let me tell you a little history about comedies.
I don't want to know a lot.
Very
little bandwidth.
Do you
here.
Remember what the other plot was? Because there was more than one plot going on. And usually there are at least two, sometimes three plots going on with Seinfeld.
You telling me?
And they wrap together. That's the beauty of it. That's difficult.
I understand.
What was the other subplot? And it has to do with the big reveal at the end. So let me give you a little hint. Newman gets a hold of the pictures, and he reveals them at the post office because they're grilling Jerry about... which Kramer was involved in this too.
Was this the one where they were driving the truck with the cans?
He has a stereo that's broken.
Oh, so that's
Kramer,
right. Mail fraud.
So Kramer mails it and insures it and broke it into a bunch of pieces and tried to claim.
And there's a picture in the roll with Jerry and he's got a screwdriver and he's messing with it or something.
Yes.
Like perfect. Yeah.
Yes. So again. Comedies after that still use that same format, except they would only use one. Like, they wouldn't use more than one plot. they use the silliness of the one plot. So yes, basically, it's comedies about nothing or what's just everyday stupid stuff.
But weaving multiple themes simultaneously.
That's Seinfeld.
No, it is. But other people do it. Speaking of, it's a perfect transition.
I haven't seen many shows do it
okay,
well.
Comedians, I'm saying in general. So, speaking of, when you asked me how I was doing, you didn't, by the way.
How are you doing? How you?
Not good.
How about this? How you doing?
Okay, that's better. I like that. I appreciate that. I'm not good. I'm sad today. I'm sad.
What happened?
One of, if not my current favorite show, and when I say favorite, I mean like a show that's currently in production. I'm not comparing it to shows out of production. Maybe, probably my favorite show in production has recently ended production. And it was on Amazon Prime, and I didn't want to watch the last episode. It was sitting there waiting for me to watch it, but I'm like, I don't want to watch it. I'm just going to keep the show alive, and I'm gonna be like, someday I'm going to finish it, but it's unfinished until then, and it made me happy. But I gave in, and I watched
gave in.
I watched the very last episode. Do you know what show I'm talking about?
It's that weird show with the sci-fi twist.
No.
Suits?
No. Oh my, Suits has been out of production for many years. It has a comedian in it. I don't know. I mean, that's where the lead-in is.
Roadkill Garage?
Ken,
Jay Leno?
Do you know me at all? I've talked about this several times.
Man, I must not.
You didn't ask how I was doing.
I must not be a good friend because
no,
I have
you're
no,
not. You're clearly not.
Is it going to be one you tell me? I'm going to be like, oh, yeah.
I don't know. We're about to find out because I'm about to spoil it. So, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that show.
Well, you're an idiot because it's a great show. She is fantastic. But here's the thing. Here's why I'm not doing good. Number one, it's over, and I'm sad about that. But number two, whenever shows, so this whole last season, the fifth season of The Marvelous, and I don't want to really spoil anything, but what it's done is it's jumped back and forth in time. So one scene is cut to her 20 years down the road.
Okay.
And it's clear she's extremely successful, you know, from these scenes. And they're definitely trying to portray that. So that you know that she's going to make it big eventually. Then it cuts back to before she broke big, that type of thing. And then in the end, it ends in kind of, They're much older now, the two main characters. My guess is they're certainly in their 70s, probably maybe even 80s. You know, they're older, but they're still friends. Okay, I'm spoiling a little bit there. But what makes me so sad is any type of show where it seems like a lifetime has been spent in the show. One of the ones that a great show that I actually hate the opening, although it's very beautiful, is Up. The animated film Up.
Sure.
Do you remember the opening of Up?
Yeah.
It goes through a lifetime like that.
Right.
Of him, the main character, and his wife, as they're meeting as children. And
yes.
And then it shows them, you know, clips of their life together. And then next thing you know, she's dead. And that reminds me of the shortness of life and how life goes by so quick. That it depresses me, so I don't like to see.
Yeah, if you're not crying on the opening for Up, you probably are not human.
No, it is true. It is. That's kind of why I like shows like Simpsons or Family Guy because they never age, they never change. So it just feels like it's always the same. So
there's probably some psychological issues that we can
delve into with you
regards to this.
We don't need to. I appreciate that. But in the end, she does a comedic routine on the show that she's on. Once again, I don't want to spoil it, but it's brilliant. It's hilarious. And she does that where she's kind of skipping back and forth.
Let me tell you where I'm at in the show. Her husband had ripped off some other comic and was doing a comedy act that was somebody else.
I think you're on episode one.
That's like episode three.
Oh, episode three. Congrats. I don't know why you don't like it. I think it's so
good.
Thought
it was terrible.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
I may try it again one day.
Okay, moving on. Several things I want to talk about today.
Oh, boy.
By the way, it's a lovely afternoon.
It's cooler than I thought it was going to be because I was not so sure. We're actually doing something out of necessity.
That's fine, but I'm pretty happy about it. We're here at the our former studio, side of our former studio.
Original side of Bronze Label Studio.
Residence of Ken H. and family.
Yep.
And we're sitting on his back patio. It's a very large covered patio. As long as you're in the shade, it's a pretty nice day.
Feels pretty good right now.
I'm going to swing, and I swing back in the sun. And I'm like, ooh, I don't like this day. And then I swing forward. Yeah. Oh, I'm happy with this day. So I'm trying to stay here in the shade. But no, lovely venue, lovely day. I'm happy to be here. But
I'm reclined.
You
right
do
now.
Look very comfortable.
It's actually so comfortable, it's almost uncomfortable. Have you ever
wow.
been there?
No, I haven't. Mm-hmm. I haven't. I don't even, that doesn't make any sense. So several things I want to talk about today. Number one.
Hold on, I'm going to take a nap real quick. Hold on.
Okay, go ahead. Our listeners are probably napping now as well. Wake up. Wake up, listeners.
This is a good position to take a nap. I will confirm that.
Okay, how many times have you been driving around? And you see, and we've talked about before, there aren't many bumper stickers anymore. They've kind of gone out of style.
Right.
But you've seen a bumper sticker and you're like, oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. It's impressive.
It's been a while.
Okay. Well, not for me. This was just a few days ago.
You were on a kick for a while, noticing bumper stickers.
I was driving around, was right behind this car that had a bumper sticker on the back part of their car. And I saw it, immediately started laughing. Took a picture of it, thought, I'm going to send you a picture. Well, guess what, Ken? Then I thought, you know what? Better than that, because we got the internets and whatnot, I'm going to go find that bumper sticker.
Oh,
okay?
Sweet.
So guess what I got for you here today? I got a little surprise for you.
Okay, you told me you were going to do this.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, though.
Yeah, I told you I had a surprise. I need you to put this on your vehicle, though.
I don't do that, though. So
I know. I need you to do it anyway. Okay? Can you commit to at least doing it for like a day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mason did this.
Shout out.
I know. I thought about just putting it on your car, but I didn't. Yeah. I didn't want to do that because I'm so proud of it. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. I'm handing it to Ken now.
So this took some effort.
It did.
Oh yes.
Okay. Explain it.
It says, just read it.
First of all, it looks like
a warning sticker.
It looks like an official warning. Like,
yeah, you would have, like, warning, don't put your finger on a light socket.
No, more like utility trucks, you know, that type of thing, like an official warning.
Warning, this vehicle makes frequent stops at your mom's house.
Yes!
Should we save it for the Jeep?
I thought maybe that was a good idea, actually, but maybe we should save it for the Jeep. That's fine. Yeah. I don't know if there's a good place to put it on the Jeep.
Well,
but
put it on the bumper of the Jeep.
I wouldn't mind even putting it on my car. I'd be like, anybody, I'm talking to you.
I think we may do. I think this may. I may break my rule of no bumper stickers. I don't like stickers.
Yeah, I know.
So
I think that's the type that fits on your glass. You know, just you don't peel. I don't know. Anyway,
I'm gonna,
spend a lot of money on that. So
really.
Not really, $3.
No, it's a solid, it's not a see-through sticker.
So okay, well then I was wrong.
I'll put it on the back tailgate or the back glass.
Okay. Switching gears
put
again.
Put it on the, I know where this will go.
Where's it going to go?
It's going to go on the back glass of the camper for the Jeep.
You know what would be really funny? If you made a pair of underwear on it and you put that on the front of the underwear.
Hey, let's do it. Let's sell it on our website. Warning, this vehicle, I love it.
Right?
Right in front of the, in the banana hammock,
or even, it could even work with like swim shorts, swim trunks, and you still have it right there, you know, over the main area.
Let's do it. Is that... I think your mother-in-law, this is the day she stopped listening.
That just hit me. But it's a brilliant idea. I'm just saying. Anybody, feel free to run with it. All right. Hey, you're welcome, by the way.
It's a compliment to the moms.
No, it is a compliment to the moms.
Yeah.
Of course it is. Totally agree.
If I'm not attracted to your mom, I'm not going to say it.
Ken, Ken, how old am I?
50.
Old is the answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Old is the answer. I think I'm gonna do a whole bit on, you know, Jeff Foxworthy. Kids don't understand this, but he used to do a whole bit about, you might be a redneck.
If it takes you 80 minutes to watch 60 minutes, you might be a redneck. If your lawn furniture also is your living room furniture, you might be a redneck.
If your home is mobile, man, your car ain't, you might be a redneck.
I like that one.
Okay. He had a lot of good ones. A lot of good ones. It was a great bit.
If the tires are aired up on your home, but not on your car, you might be a redneck.
If your dad walks you to school because he's in the same grade as you, you might be a redneck.
I need you to check this periodically. We are mobile, like we said. So we have the recorder in
between.
You're
the sound engineer, Ken. I don't do any of that stuff. I'm the pretty talent. Okay?
You're pretty talented, or you are the pretty talent.
I'll take either one.
I love the sticker, by the way.
I got so many of them.
This is great.
I know. You're welcome. I said this. I've been saying this more and more lately, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, I'm old. It's official, and I'm going to tell you what it is. But then I thought, oh, there's so many other things that I've been saying that I'm like, oh, that's only what old people say. Well, I'm old, so that makes sense. When you, 1 minute, you're cursing the rain, but the very next minute, you're talking about how we need it, you're old.
Yeah.
Do you ever say that? Oh, yeah, there's a lot of rain, but we need it. Thank goodness
we need it. Very rarely.
Now, and if you could quote how much rain we received over the last 24 hours, we got over 1.2 inches out in Piedmont.
You are old.
You're old.
Yeah.
You're old. I'm like, no. Young people are like, oh, dude, okay, it rained. What of it, man? You know?
They don't know what rain is. They're playing their computers.
That's probably true. I'm going to work on a whole routine. I'm going to go on tour. Like a Jeff Foxworth tour. You might be old if, you know, I'll work on it.
Okay.
Just so you know, that's coming. That's coming down the road. Ken, what are we talking about today?
I have no idea. I had no warning or anything.
You really didn't. I have a topic I want to talk about. But I didn't really want you to do any research or anything, and I haven't done much either, so. But I thought this is going to be better. I'm going to catch Ken fresh. Got to be fresh. So a few days ago, I was listening to a podcast. It's Radiolab. It's one of my favorites. You ever listen to Radiolab?
I know what it is, basically.
Okay.
But I'm a big fan.
I definitely recommend Radiolab. The episode, and I've actually heard it before. This was like an updated version of it. It's called Eye in the Sky. Is the episode.
I am the sky.
I know. There's going to be, Ken's going to be singing so many different songs. Okay.
That's,
I have no idea.
Beck? Jeff Beck? No. Anyway, keep going. There's a song, though.
That's probably best. So, Eye in the Sky. Here's where this idea originated from. Fallujah. Okay. Iraq, wherever, right over there.
Mm-hmm.
They were having a big time problem with IEDs.
Yes,
and they this guy's genius, graduated from MIT and all that, and he came up with this idea of kind of how to combat that.
Okay,
and so what he came up with was, it's pretty simple when you think about it. You fly a plane way up high. Kind of like spy planes, if you will, whatever.
Sure.
And they take pictures, okay? Like every second, picture, 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 click, click, click. Got it. Then, when something happens, so let's say an IED goes off, and you're like, crap, you know, several people died, you know, can we kind of track this down? Well, then you've got this history of pictures from way up high over the entire city that you can then zoom in on that location to a certain extent. Now here's one part of it that we'll discuss later, but it's not like super tight, like, oh, that's a Nissan truck. You know, it's more like, oh, that's a white vehicle. You know, that little dot is a white vehicle. You follow me?
Okay.
Like, that's literally the resolution of it. So then you can take that and say, okay, well, at this intersection, there was this white vehicle, and then you can either go backwards in time, looking at back pictures, or you can go forward in time and see where that vehicle went and then go track them down, that type of thing. So he came up with this idea, the planes, the pictures, on worked great. Worked great. Saved a lot of lives. So then they're like, well, we already came up with this. We could combat crime in the United States with it. Okay, same idea. Just you have your plane way up high, like so high that you can't even tell there's a plane up there. Okay. And the pictures, once again, the resolution, not great. Not great, but you could see, oh, that's a car, that type of thing. So they tested it in several markets and could show, hey, if you have this situation where there's a murder, okay, you could show, oh, here's the vehicle, let's follow the vehicle, here's the address it started at, or here's the address it went to, or whatever the case is. It's huge, right? Think about that. It totally reminded me of, and I'm drawing a blank on the name right now, is a Denzel Washington movie where in the beginning there's like a ferry that blows up and he's a cop and he's trying to, is this ringing a bell at all? Really?
No.
Wow, it's a really good show. He is working to solve the crime, but there's very few leads. And come to find out there's this group of people and they're like, oh, we kind of have this way of looking at the past, like really sharp image of the past. And so they do, so they could kind of trace the steps back of who left the bomb, you know, where they went. And so, but it gets way more sci-fi than that because he actually then travels back to the past. And anyway, it's a similar concept, but not time travel, but more about looking into the past.
Okay.
A capture of the past to then solve crimes.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a great movie. Denzel Washington is just great. I was trying to think, can you name me one bad movie that he's been in?
I don't like He Got Game.
Really?
Probably very.
First of all, he was a pretty
acclaimed.
Minor role in He Got Game. So he was a minor actor in that.
He's the dad.
Yeah, but he's not in it all that much. I don't think it's in it all that much.
I thought he was.
I thought it was a good movie.
I've seen
it's
it
fine.
Recently.
It's fine. Okay. Well, it's not many. Denzel Washington's great. So there's your idea, right? Like, okay. Take a bunch of pictures way up high.
Yeah,
and
how
then
were they constantly taking these pictures? I figured they'd do it with the satellite.
No. This particular group, they just have planes flying up there, taking pictures.
Nonstop? Planes?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Bunch of fleet of planes, and they just go flying around the city, you know, that type of thing. And then they download them all, and then they have, you know, somebody calls them, say, hey, there was a murder at this location, and they say, okay, what time was it? Now we can track it down and see what happened. So
have they used this in court?
Okay, hang on. You're skipping ahead. You're skipping ahead. So they took this concept to a lot of cities, and they said, hey, we can do this for you. And we'll do a little trial run, you know, free of charge, just to kind of show you what we're doing. And worked great, right? Solved several crimes, that type of thing. Cities at first are like, oh, yeah, this sounds pretty good. And then you start to get in the logistics of it. And then what do you think the main complaint of that is?
Privacy.
Exactly. And that's what I want to get into, okay? Because there were several people that came up and said, that's too invasive.
Now you can see where the mayor drove, and you can see what he did for the day.
You can, but I would say, first of all, how many video cameras are out in just the Oklahoma City area alone, Ken? How many video cameras do you think are recording right now?
Bunch.
Thousands and thousands.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have one on your house?
Yeah.
You do. I bet a lot of people have one on their house. I've got several on my house. Now, granted, those are closed circuit.
Yeah.
So only you can't just go on. I can't go online and view, you know, your pictures taken by your video doorbell, that type of thing. But when there's a crime committed,
you probably could on my video doorbell.
The police can go and they can say, Ken, give us your video.
Yeah.
Because your next door neighbor was murdered and we need to see, you know, the cars that were coming and going or whatever the case is. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they could do that. And my thought was, anything really that happens outside, it's fair game, man. It's fair game as far as you're doing it in the public. So, okay, so someone could take a picture of it. So what?
So how am I going to go dump that dead body now in my car?
Well, you're going to have to get smart about it, and you're going to have to drive under underpasses that don't have cameras and stuff like that. You're just going to have to get creative, Ken. I don't know what to tell you, but
okay.
Not my problem. So, okay. But here's my question to you, Ken. Is it the potential for invasion of privacy, is that a big enough deal to not use it as a tool to solve crimes and limits the number of murders. I mean, that's a tangible effect, right? That it could lower murders and lower violent crime.
I think it's the same as the government listening to you, though.
You think taking a picture way up high in a plane is the same as the government listening to your phone conversation?
I think it's very similar. It's exactly the same. No.
No, I disagree.
Same reasons.
I disagree completely. I disagree because no one can easily listen to my phone conversation.
Yes, I can.
How?
That's old technology.
Can I go do it right now?
No, I'm talking about government that has government resources.
I understand, Ken. I'm asking you.
They're listening to phone calls constantly, listening for code words.
Okay, I understand. I understand.
Hot words.
Batman, right? Get it in the end and all that. Blah blah blah. All right. What
I have
I'm
no
saying?
Idea what you're talking about. Batman. I'm talking.
You don't remember?
I'm talking about Zero Dark Thirty.
In the ending of one of them, and I can't remember. Dark Knight Rises, maybe. He had this tool that listened to like all the phones.
Yeah.
And his butler, I think it was Morgan Freeman, was like, I don't like this at all.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
now.
He found it, and then he's like, well, hit this, enter your name, and then it fried the whole system because like I realized we shouldn't use this, so I'm gonna get rid of it. He's like, okay.
So, hang on. The government does that.
Okay, let's say I called you. We spoke multiple times today on the phone, correct?
Yes.
Can anybody just easily listen in on those conversations?
Can anybody? No, but people can.
Okay, just because people can do something, Ken, doesn't mean they can easily
do
it.
So this is where my problem is.
Hey, no, hang on. Okay. Hang on. If we're out in your front yard throwing the football, can people see us throwing the football?
Yes.
Can they easily see us throwing the football?
Yes.
100% they can. Your gate was open, by the way, to your little gated complex. Yeah. So anybody could just drive in. They could park their car on a street legally, and they could legally watch us in a public space throwing the football.
Yes.
Okay. That's my point. That's where there's a difference. When you have
About behind my privacy fence, so in the backyard?
It gets a little different. It gets along those lines, people can fly like drones.
Yeah.
And people have gotten, you know, like, say somebody's nude sunbathing, right? And you know all this. And then the pervert kid next door going to fly a drone and take pictures of you or whatever. And like, hey, that's not cool, right? I get it that those are areas that we have to address.
Yep.
But they have sworn to not get any higher in the resolution.
Okay.
And it literally is just like a dot. So this isn't a situation where, like I said, you could see a naked person or whatever, right? You can't even see the make of the car. You could just see there's a little white dot, and that's a vehicle. So we're just gonna follow that white dot to wherever it goes, and then we can tell you where. Have you ever used Google Earth?
Absolutely.
Of course I have too. Have you ever used Google Earth to see like in someone's backyard? You're just curious about their backyard.
Yep.
Me too. 100%. I've heard about people with these fantastic backyards, and I'm like, well, I can see it on Google Earth, so I'm going to go look at it.
I haven't done that, but I've seen people's backyards when I'm not looking for the backyards because I'm looking for their house.
Okay, I've done it because it's on there. It's on there, so I can. It's public.
I know.
It's a public tool, right? Yep. Now, it's not live, and you can't really tell anything other than just one still picture of frozen in time, and they take them every year or whatever the case is.
It's not even that.
I don't know what it is, but we can already see that. Satellites could see us.
Yes.
All the time. Okay? So I think this is a situation where people are freaking out, but they would probably use the term slippery slope.
Love that term.
Okay. I hate it. I'm like, just because something's a slippery slope doesn't mean that it's definitely going somewhere you don't want it to go. It means that you're even too scared to go down that road, to even start going down that road. But the benefit of it is tangible in that we can use this tool. To me, it's no different from using all these security cameras to solve crimes. Using a plane that's flying overhead to solve crimes is no different from that. I don't see the difference. Can you tell me the difference?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Because when it's peer to peer is different than government to peer.
If there's a crime committed,
if there's a crime doing stuff to you, that is making the rules.
No, the police can go to anyone, and I've learned this from all the cop shows I watch, and they have to be right. They could go to anyone and subpoena or whatever they need to do to get the video footage.
Mm-hmm.
They can do that to anyone. They have the right to do that. So the government and the police represent the government.
But you're supposed to have a barrier.
Okay, but the government has the right to do that.
They have the right to ask.
No, they have the right to demand.
Depends on the situation.
I understand that.
That's
but
why a judge has to be involved.
I understand that, Ken. Well, you could do the same thing here. Just because the video exists or the pictures exist doesn't mean they're looking at them. Doesn't mean they're using them
doesn't
for anything other than if the police called and said, hey, we have...
Same argument.
We need...
Doesn't mean they can't.
I still don't see the difference. You're not explaining the difference very well.
That whole system is only as good as the amount that you trust the people above you.
Okay.
And I don't.
Okay. Does the government have satellites up there right now taking pictures of us? Yes. So that already exists. The government already has that.
Yes, and I don't like it.
Okay, but yet you aren't fighting it, actively fighting it to get rid of it. Okay. And the government isn't necessarily using it to combat crime that we know of.
I have no idea.
They only use it on, like, Jack Reacher and, you know, the Bourne Ultimatum and crap like that when they're over there and they want to see the satellites and all that.
Yeah,
see,
I have honestly
the people when they're attacking.
I have no clue what the amount somebody's using it or not using it.
I understand that, but to your point, the technology already exists.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It
why can't we use...
When did Patriot Games come out?
30 years ago?
Yeah.
30 years
ago. Don't you remember the scene?
Yeah.
They use a satellite
to
find the camp out in the desert.
I know. So my point is the technology already exists.
30 years,
Why can't we use that technology to solve crimes, to combat crimes? I don't know why we can't do that. Because people say, oh, invasion of privacy. Guess what? They're already invading your privacy. They, as in the government, as in the others, already have that information. We're not saying that there's going to be a plane up there taking pictures that the public can see. That's not at all what we're talking. That you can go on some website and you can easily see. There's a very small group of people.
I would trust. I know. The reason you're using to defend it is the reason I don't like it. I'd rather it be opened up to everybody. If you're going to do it, open it up to everybody.
Done. Sold. You got me.
That's
great.
What I'm saying. I don't like the secrecy. I don't trust
small
groups of people.
Fine. Let's open it up to everybody. Can we do that?
If it's going to be there, yeah, I'd rather it that way.
Okay, well, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's post these pictures every second of Oklahoma City up on a website, and anybody can go on there. Divorce attorneys can go on there and prove that, you know, you were out there visiting with your lover or whatever the case is, or the people were the hordes of cars coming to your house because they want to be with the world's greatest lover, understandably, but that's still infidelity, and they can still use it.
Who's stopping somebody from improving that pixel?
The people with the cameras, number one.
Yeah, what's stopping them?
Well, morals.
Why make it blurry?
Morals.
Why make it blurry?
Because it doesn't need to have a higher resolution to do what they need it to do.
It would make things run faster or find people quicker. You wouldn't have to find the white car. You could see the license plate.
Okay. Let's say, what if one of your kids were murdered?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want this tool to exist so that they could track down who murdered your kids? Or even better, kidnapped.
Yeah.
Kidnapped. Don't you want this tool to exist so you can quickly track down who kidnapped your kids?
Now, I'm saying I don't, but if that happened, I probably would change my mind.
Now, because you don't
so
care if your kids are kidnapped?
You're taking
My kids, please.
You're taking a extreme life or death situation and applying it to average life. So just because somebody had a car wreck and was wearing their seatbelt and still died, you can never drive a car again.
That is not at all what I'm saying. I'm saying in those moments, don't you want something like this to exist?
I've never been in the moment, and I hope I don't have to decide that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, can't you pretend for 1 minute?
No, I'm not going to pretend. You ain't putting baby in a corner.
Well, I'm
going to
tell you, if it were me 100%, I wouldn't care what tool existed, okay? I'd be like, use whatever you got. And if you got satellite live feed of all this, let's go look at it.
Those are tough decisions that not everybody's put together to make. it takes a special breed of cat to make those decisions.
What are you really afraid of? What are you really afraid of?
Don't trust people.
What is someone gonna? Is someone gonna monitor the coming and goings of Ken H?
They might.
For what purpose?
IRS. I was audited before, and it was a very, very, very non-trustworthy, crappy experience.
Okay, I understand that. But so they're going to say, oh, well, we only saw you driving this much, and you claim this many hours.
Yep.
Or whatever, this many
yep.
miles.
It's called Big Brother. The concept's been around for a long time.
I don't care. I don't care. Someone can follow me around.
When was the book 1984 written?
In 1984, pretty sure. No. That's why I got the title. That's exactly what someone brought up on this podcast. Someone referenced 1984. Listen, I've read 1984. It was written in like 1930. I've read 1984.
It was written after World War II.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% positive. It was written between
Scott,
like 1946,
get in here, look that up.
47, and he died shortly. George Orwell died shortly after
listen,
that. The
listen,
whole concept,
listen,
though, is
I've
when you have that much power and that much oversight, people will start turning against you to get what they want. It's human nature.
I just don't see.
If it can be used for evil, it will be used for
evil.
But
what I'm saying is we already have all these tools.
Absolutely.
Why is no one complaining about the thousands and thousands of video cameras constantly recording out there?
We don't know about it.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Me and you know about it. Everybody else knows about it.
Because that's somebody's individual right to record around their property or put something. Like, I'm not allowed to go put a video camera up at the Crest grocery store.
I understand that. But guess what? My video camera catches more than just my house. It catches my neighbor's house.
Yeah.
Catches the street, the sidewalk. It catches a lot more than just my house. That's my right.
I don't like that either. But I can't do anything about that. I mean, I understand. Just because something is allowed doesn't mean that you have to go to the extreme. And that's allowed as well.
But what I'm saying is it's a public space.
Okay.
It's a public space. Anything outside in a public space.
In front of my house is not a public space. It's not.
Okay,
that's
street.
Private property.
The street. Let's say
yes.
The street. And let's say they're only tracking people on street.
The street is. This street in this neighborhood technically is not public property. It's private property owned by the Homeowners Association. Now, you go out to the street behind my house. That is a public. That's a public road.
But the point is, it's outside, in essentially a public area.
The question is, am I recording things that are outside my property line? Yes, 100%.
Okay.
Getting the guy across the street for the most part.
Can I not take my video camera and drive around town and shoot video of whatever I want?
Yes, it's illegal. It is legal.
Of course it is.
You can actually also record one way in Oklahoma.
Okay. So how is that this much different?
Those things end up in court, though. There is some gray area.
Okay, let's say that you didn't even need to use it in court. Because you go find them and you go to their place, wherever the white dot went, and you find the evidence you need, and you don't even need to use the court thing.
I don't know what your question is.
I'm saying... Your point is it may or may not be admissible in court.
Oh, it probably is, but...
Okay, well, going. I'm saying forget the court piece of it. Just simply that it's an aid in an investigation. I don't know why we can't use that to then...
What
then
I'm saying is you do... Ethics are involved.
Okay, ethics. Here
so
we go.
So is it ethical to do something just because you can do something? Yeah, there probably are situations where things are admissible. I remember a case where a guy peed in the backyard and somebody videoed it and turned the guy in, but it was legal because it was in his yard.
Okay.
So.
Wait, somebody videoed a guy peeing in his own yard?
Yeah, I'm paraphrasing that story.
Was this me? Was it me?
I don't know. I wasn't videoing you in your yard.
Okay. I was in the pool, just in case.
I was in the pool.
I'm just shooting that out there, just in case. Anywho.
No, but, I mean, can you, what are the limits on recording people? What are the limits of being in public? What is the limits of being a public figure and things being used? What is the difference if I took your picture and then used your likeness to make money? What, I mean, where is you? You're opening the door to all these arguments, and they're already out there. And these things are challenged in court on a daily basis, probably.
Okay. I'm saying, let's assume that we're just talking about public space. I'm not talking about viewing someone in their own home.
Okay.
Or even in their backyard or even in their front yard. I'm not talking about that. Let's assume that you're only using it in public spaces, which include public streets.
Yeah.
To track little white dots.
Chances are those are already being recorded.
Okay.
Full circle.
But
so.
Let's just assume that that's what it is. And you are the people or whoever is in charge.
Yeah.
Is limiting to just that. Simply that we are not increasing the resolution to where we can see more. We are, when it involves someone's private area, even their backyard,
I think that's irrelevant.
We're not going to use that.
I think once you do it, it's irrelevant. The clarity, that's a bunk argument at that point in time. That ship's done sailed. If you're videoing somebody, resolution don't matter. Whether we stop it at this or go to that, it don't matter.
What do you mean the resolution doesn't matter? Of course it matters.
They could get the resolution to whatever they want.
You can't prove that it's someone based if the resolution is horrible.
But they're already recording, so what's it matter now? You can't put Pandora back in the box.
Listen. I'm asking you a question.
So you're gonna video me in my private stuff.
Not video.
In my private property, da 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 da. Then you're going to come back and tell me, no, it's okay, though, because the resolution's not there?
No.
That's a stupid argument at that point in time.
I'm not videoing. I'm taking pictures.
Okay.
Okay. Number two, I'm only going to look if it's in a public space.
I don't understand. Should it be legal or not? Is that your question? What's your ultimate question?
No, I'm saying, is this a tool we should use?
It's already being used. That ship's done sailed.
No, it's not. The police don't use that tool
right
now. They can. How so?
If it's already been tried, that means they can.
They can, but they don't. What I'm telling... Listen.
It's probably because of money.
No, I'm telling you that people have shot it down. Like, the public shoots it down when they hear that this is...
Well, maybe the people in that community want to vote for what they... That's part of living in society and living in different towns.
I understand that, but you always have a small percentage of a population who's always going
to
say, invasion of privacy,
go to LA,
slippery
then,
slope,
they let everything
I don't
go.
Know where it's going, so I don't even want to go down this road.
Sure. The more conservative America you get to, the more they're not going to want it. The more liberal America you go to, the more they are going to want that.
I'm asking you, Ken H.
Yes.
I'm asking you. I'm putting parameters in place.
Do I want it? No.
You don't want it?
No, but it's already there.
Why don't you want it?
Because, again, I don't trust the people that are doing it. I don't trust their motives. I don't
so you're
trust
saying
the
you don't
money.
Trust you don't trust people you don't know, period.
I don't trust the money.
You don't trust people you don't know, period.
For the most part, yeah.
That's a terrible attitude.
I don't think so. I think that's a realistic attitude.
I think it's terrible. How are we going to get things done in a society if you don't trust anyone that you don't know?
Doesn't mean I'm not going to... I mean, I trust my wife to do all kinds of stuff, but that,
you
still
know her.
That still doesn't mean I don't go double check it sometimes.
You know her, and that's why you trust her. So you're saying you don't trust... Let me tell you something. You trust strangers every single day with your life.
I know that to a certain extent.
No,
yes.
No, not to a certain extent, Ken. Every time you get in your car, you're entrusting a stranger on that two-lane road who's going 75 miles an hour, and you're 75 miles an hour. They make one little flick with their wrist, and you're dead.
Yeah, because I've weighed it out. I'm willing to take that risk to get from point A to point B because there's no way to avoid that.
Okay, but you trust them is the point.
To a certain extent.
Yeah, to a certain extent. I'm asking you, I'm saying that we as a society are better if we actually trust more than we don't.
I don't think so.
We trust until we're given a reason not to trust instead of the other way around.
I've got, that ship's done sailed. I've got an example in every situation you can think of that people don't trust people for certain reasons.
I understand that, but... I'm saying you're going to hinder progress so much by choosing your default behavior
as
distrust.
Okay, let me give you an example.
Fine.
You owe me $100.
Do I? I don't remember
that. I trust you for the most part.
Well, thank you. For the most part.
You hand me $100, I still count it.
Okay.
Even though I swear it's $100 there.
I don't. when strangers pay me money, and I'm like, whatever you pay me, that's
I do that sometimes too.
Because guess what? Guess
that
what?
That may be an ulterior motive, though.
But I don't even care if they made a mistake. I don't need the money that bad to say, oh, you made a mistake. I need another 20 or I need another 40 or whatever.
Well, I'm not in
cases.
That situation. I do need it.
No. First of all, I trust them because I know I can trust 99% of the population, period. That's a fact. Now,
but you're trusting them also to not make mistakes?
No. If they made a mistake,
that's what I'm saying.
If they made a mistake, it's not that big of a deal because they don't happen that frequently.
Yeah.
And to me, it's not. I don't need money bad enough to catch someone making a mistake. I'm like, usually if I'm selling something, it's kind of like whatever you give me is great. Okay, this isn't like I need to sell
me,
this
dude.
To pay for a surgery that's X amount of dollars.
I go pick up a hamburger. I am not biting into it. I'm gonna check it to make sure it's what I ordered.
Wow.
100%.
Remember what you talk about me and the psychological issues? I think we need to take a deep dive.
I own
you.
Mine, though. The difference is I don't deny mine. And number two, I'm not going to change mine. I told that to somebody the other day. I'm recognizing what you're saying is true about me. Number one, I am not changing it. So that means if you want to deal with it, you're going to have to change your attitude or your opinion because I'm not changing me.
Wow.
Bam.
Wow. You
now,
were voted the
man?
Number one friend, you're going to get knocked off your number one friend status.
Why?
With that kind of attitude. It's like, I'm Ken H., take it or leave it.
I
don't like it,
everything.
Don't let the door hit you in the butt.
I had a specific situation I did that in. And I'm smart enough to realize not every situation is the same.
Look,
thank
what
you.
I talked about in the beginning that did depressed me.
So depression related to watching something or seeing something where the people acknowledge that change is occurring.
Life is short.
And it makes you realize that you are finite. You will have an end date.
Yes, correct. Correct. Life
and
is short.
And it scares you.
It's not that it scares me. It depresses. Depresses is the best word. More to say, I only have so much time, so I'm going to choose good over evil. I'm going to choose to trust people versus not trust them. Why can't I do that?
Because that's you're mixing. You're taking two things that are not exclusively, rephrase, that are not 100% connected, and you're connecting them. Right and wrong and trust and not trust are not all the same category. You can do the right thing and still check your sandwich that it was made correctly.
I understand.
That really doesn't have any moral...
I'm not saying don't check your sandwich, okay? I'm not saying that. If you've got a huge aversion to onions like you do, and you're going to have a heart attack if you bite into one single onion, I get why you check your sandwiches. Because you're neurotic. Agreed?
Yeah.
Okay. So I understand that, and that's not a big deal. I don't care about that.
Are you not acknowledging people have a proclivity to lie, even in very simple situations, and even when they don't have a reason
no,
to?
No, I'm not
they
acknowledging
They still do
that.
Lie.
Do they? Do you?
Oh, 100%
do
people
you?
Do.
I'm asking Ken H.
Oh,
do
my
you?
Gosh.
How frequently do you lie, Ken?
I lie to you all the time.
When's the last time you lied to me?
Probably today.
What about?
Can't tell you.
I haven't lied to you.
I'm playing you, man. I'm not even your friend.
Listen.
I'm playing you.
I totally disagree with that statement.
I'm playing you because I'm making so much money off this podcast. I got to keep the train rolling.
That is absolute. That's a lie. I can tell you people right now, he's lying about that. I totally disagree with you. 100. I'm
See,
serious. You're wrong.
I'm
people
a
don't lie
man.
All the time, Ken.
Yes,
they might
do.
Say little white lies.
That's
okay?
a lie. I'm counting that. Counting it.
White lies don't count.
Okay.
They don't count. If you tell a little bit of a story, if you're Brent C.
Shout out.
And you say the snake was 10 feet when it was only 8 feet, that's a white lie that doesn't hurt anything. In fact, it helps the story. There's nothing wrong with that.
But let me tell you where it does matter, though.
Tell me where it matters.
So if I go see somebody and they are supposed to be doing X, Y, and Z, and I've instructed them to do X, Y, and Z for their own health.
Okay.
And I come back, and I know because of certain things I'm seeing that they have not done X, Y, okay. and Z, but they swear to me they are.
That's a bigger deal, isn't it, Ken? If you're saying it's...
It happens all
okay.
the
but,
time.
But first of all, isn't it their choice to not do A, X, Y, and Z?
Then say it.
They don't want to say it to hurt your feelings,
it's
to
not
tell you.
My feelings. Okay. I'll tell them it ain't hurting my feelings.
That's fine. Then they can come out
I
and say,
you're only hurting
I'm
yourself.
Not going to. I tell my doctor that. I literally will tell. Like, or the dentist.
Tell your gynecologist?
No, I don't tell my dentist. The dentist, which I haven't been to in like 15 years. And apparently I'm a freak for that because everybody goes to the dentist every 6 months because we're all programmed to do that.
You have gaps in your
insane.
Teeth, though. So you have
yeah,
built
I do have
in.
Gaps. Yeah.
You have built-in space so stuff doesn't
hey,
gather.
Great idea. We need braces that do the opposite of braces. Mm-hmm. They spread the teeth apart. Dentists don't want to do that because they want to keep
you
indentured. Hey,
oh,
double
yeah.
entendre, huh? Fancy.
You are onto something there.
I know I am.
Two
well,
great
they
ideas.
Don't get me because I don't go to those.
This vehicle's going to your mama's house underwear. It,
yeah, yeah.
And gap tooth braces.
Yeah. And some people might claim that's anti-dentite, and guess what? I don't care.
I love it, man.
Are you offended?
Down. Scott.
As a shout Jewish out. Person? No, I'm offended
Scott,
as a comedian.
Out. We need some investors, Scott,
shout
to
out.
Make these two ideas. Underwear. Oh, I love it.
Good. I'm full of them. I'm full of them.
We could make some T-shirts and put this vehicle makes frequent stops at your mama's house.
Oh, we totally
it
should.
It would sell.
It would
we're
sell.
Gonna do, we're gonna
let's
do
put
it.
Them up on the website. We got the Facebooks of the marketplace.
We have a website.
We do?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a non-operating website, but we own a space.
Let's get something. Oh, the your MySpace page?
No, we're past that on the website.
Okay. Hey, listen. We're going to work on that. We're going to get some T-shirts made and some shorts.
So this is beyond our... This is beyond our...
It works well on a T-shirt, too. It really does.
I know what I'll do. I'll pay my son and his girlfriend to make one for us.
Deal. Let's make a,
they
let's
do,
make a
they
handful.
Do some of that.
I swear to you, you make a T-shirt, I'll wear it. And we'll put them up on
order.
A website
yeah.
and offer them for like $30 or something crazy
we'll,
expensive.
We'll make
just
some.
To see if people
we'll
are
make
interested.
Some. We'll make some Inshane shirts too.
Nice.
We need to do that.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had talked about
hey,
it.
Hey, Scott.
Shout out.
Write that down.
We
write
need
all
some
that
help
down.
From Scott.
Let's get that.
Shout
let's
out.
Get that going. He's too busy. He's too busy traveling the globe. I told him he's going to lose his U.S. citizenship if he's not. Because if you spend more than 50% of the time out of the country than in, then you're not a citizen
anymore.
Well,
we made a mistake.
You can lose that crap.
We send him. So we send him to get us listens in different countries. And he went to places we are already big in. Yeah, we're already big in Germany and Switzerland.
Yes, yeah. We are like David Hasselhoff over there. I agree with what you yeah. said. That was your joke. So. All right, listen. I'm seriously
it's
intrigued.
It's not our best episode. It's okay. It's not our best episode.
You say that every time. Don't say that. It's good. But I wanted to know your thoughts. I figured you'd probably take the opposition to me. You did. You took the bait, hook, line, and sinker, Ken. Because
I'm going to summarize my thoughts. I'm smart enough to realize the government already does all this crap.
Okay.
More than we even know.
Okay.
There's
then why continue to fight
there's
it?
There's nothing we can do about
why
it.
Why go to
and
the...
guess what? I don't think they always have our best interests. So that's
okay.
that's the problem.
That's fine. But you're admitting it is what it is. So why fight it?
To a certain extent on some things. Most of the time, this is with everybody. It's really got to hit you hard before you're going to do anything about
like your
it.
Child's got to be kidnapped.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to start kidnapping kids to get people on board.
My kids, man, I don't see them anyway, so they could be kidnapped and I may not know.
You'd appreciate your kids being kidnapped because that'd get them out of your house.
Yes.
All right. Hey, thanks for listening, everyone. If you got thoughts on that topic, share them with me. If you think that it was terrible, that's fine too. Share it with me. But I hope you're having a great day on this beautiful afternoon. And guess what? Until next time.